Hello, Joseph Tame here in Tokyo, Tuesday 27th of December 2011, continuing what is now part 8 of a series of podcasts documenting my time in Paris, presenting at Le Web in early December 2011. So I was being asked by a lot of people, why do you do this? What do you do? Are you an artist? What are you selling? Was another one which I kept on being asked, because of course most people are there to sell something. And it really got me thinking, because as I mentioned in the last episode, you know, this kind of I run stuff, the art of running, has just kind of evolved naturally without me doing too much thinking. Not selling anything, perhaps, except myself. I think in a way it's reflecting on this, it came out of this experiment that I decided to start a few years ago, an experiment in being me, actually, and just kind of doing what I wanted to do, and it's evolved. So, you know, this brings up questions of, you know, am I a public speaker? Am I an artist? Am I a real techie guy? Am I a marketing guy? An inventor? Project manager, tech support, entertainment, marathons, bicycles, performance art, a photographer, live video, short storytelling, you know, WordPress guy, husband, all these different things that I do. And yes, so it's kind of brought all this to the forefront, and what I came to appreciate was that I need to put in some serious thought into what I am, who I am, and what I do. It also made me appreciate the level of interest that was generated by what I was doing, and the invitations to speak at various conferences around the world that followed really made me think, oh, okay, wow, this really could lead to something more. This is not necessarily just the one-off, and I knew it probably wouldn't be just the one-off, but I wasn't sure what was going to come of it, whether the whole thing of the iRun being popular, or what I'm doing, whether that was just a Japanese thing. And I kind of knew it wasn't, because the international press has been very interested up until now, but this was real confirmation for me that this is something that I kind of need to take further if I'm going to do my life justice. I really do strongly believe that we have to make the most of our time, and it's important to enjoy life, and these kind of things. This time in Paris was incredibly fun for me. It was incredibly fun for me, and that was mainly because it was very fun for others to encounter what I was doing, and had some, you know, really powerful interactions there, and met a lot of others who are being really creative. They're just doing it, you know, and I found that really inspiring, to find other creative people, or people doing what their passion is. And they're just doing it. And they didn't know at first whether it was going to lead to any income or anything like that. And I tell you, up until now, the iRun thing, the art of running, certainly hasn't led to any income. It's paid for my trip to Europe. But the expenditure on the iRun was extraordinary without sponsors. So that was never the point. If it does lead to something which can actually support me, support my family, then that would be fantastic. So I'm going to see. I'm now starting a period of analysis of what's been happening, and trying to pick out the pieces that I think I can put together into a package which could become a real central part of my life moving forwards. So, I can't really talk about that much more at present, because I'm just starting this process. I think it's a long process of thinking, and I've got my coloured pens out, and I'm drawing on spider charts and things. So, very exciting time, actually, reflecting on that. Anyway, out of time for this podcast. I'll continue in a second.